Hello and welcome back to The Lawn Hustle, season number 3, episode number 26. This is the podcast where we dive deep into the world of lawn care. In today's episode, we're going to discuss honesty in business equals long-term success. The other day while I was mowing, I make it a practice to listen to podcasts or ebooks while I am working. And I was listening to the Green Industry podcast with Paul Jamieson. By the way, I just got his new book in the mail on how to build a thriving lawn care business. Let me go ahead and make the recommendation to you. Get that book. It will change the way you practice your business. With that being said, I was listening to the podcast, and in this podcast, Paul Jamieson makes a recommendation for a book. And the title of the book is Thou Shall Prosper. It's the 10 Commandments for Making Money. So I got the book and I began to listen to it. And I promise you, this book is life-changing. Rabbi Daniel Lapin, in his book, made a comment that dishonesty only pays off in the short term. When I heard that, I had to stop and rewind 15 seconds and listen again, because I wanted to make sure I heard it correctly. Dishonesty only pays off in the short term. And if that comment is true, and I believe with my whole heart that it is, then the opposite of that statement is also true. If dishonesty pays off in the short term, then honesty will pay off in the long term. Being honest in your business practice is crucial for your success. I might not ever be the biggest lawn care company in my city. I might not ever be the best, but I promise you, I will always be honest with my clients, with my employees, and with myself. And I will always be a man of my word. It is always right to do right. When you determine that you're going to be honest in all of your business practices. Honesty builds trust. Trust with your clients, trust with your employees, trust with your partners. Trust is foundational for long-term relationships and repeat customers. When you prove to a client that you can be trusted, that you are a man or woman of integrity, and you do what you say when you say it, and you don't take shortcuts, it will build a trust relationship between your business and your clients. And when the next project is talked about, you will be the first one that they call because they trusted you in the last project. When you are honest, it builds your reputation. And I just want to say this from the very beginning here today. Your reputation is all you have in business. My dad used to say, a man's name is all he has. If he does anything to destroy that name and that reputation, chances are he'll never regain it. And the old saying is true, you let a man do 100 things right and mess up one time, or take a shortcut and something go wrong one time, and they'll remember the one thing and forget about the 100 things that you did right. Your reputation is vital for your business. And I would go as far as to say your business hinges upon your reputation. A reputation of integrity can set your business apart from, we've all called them this, the Chuck in the truck, the Dan in the van, or the fly by night, or the Johnny come lately. When you're honest, it'll set your business apart. And when it comes to making a decision on who's going to do the project, I can almost guarantee you they will go with the person that has the better reputation, more so than the cheaper price. I tell my clients, cheap isn't good, and good isn't cheap. But I'll always be honest, because I want to build a reputation that is impeccable. That when someone sees my truck, or they hear about my service, the first thing that comes to their mind is, I want it to be, he's a man of integrity. He's an honest person. You can trust him. Honesty helps your business run and operate within the legal confines and the ethical boundaries. As a business owner, you and I need to set boundaries and refuse to cross those boundaries. This is how we're going to operate. This is what we're going to do. This is what I expect as a business owner. And do not differentiate and cross the boundaries. They're set for a reason. When you are honest, it builds morale with your team. An honest workplace promotes transparency. You cannot, I cannot, expect my employees to be honest with me if they see me being dishonest with my clients. Making up excuses. Looking for a reason why we can't. Just be honest. When you are honest, your employees are likely to be more productive, and they will be honest with you. When you are honest, it creates customer satisfaction. Honest communication with customers, such as clear product descriptions, transparent pricing, leads to higher satisfaction and a stronger loyalty from the client to your business. Dishonesty pays off in the short term. Why is that true? Because eventually you'll run out of people to rip off. Eventually you'll run out of people to lie to. And this is where the rubber meets the road. But let's call it what it is. If you're dishonest, you are a liar. And the purpose of this podcast is not to preach to you today. It's to try to help you grow your business, grow your repeat customers, and help you find success in the long term. When you are honest, customers appreciate knowing they can trust your business. And when a client feels they can trust you, they will tell everyone they know. You can trust Professional Lawn Maintenance. He's a man of integrity. He has a good reputation. He'll do what he says he's going to do. And isn't that what we're all in business for? to build name recognition, to build a legacy of trust, to develop a business that people can depend upon. Happy customers equals a happy business. When you are honest, it creates long-term success. I'm honest. I cannot wait to get further into this book, Thou Shall Prosper, The 10 Commandments for Making Money by Rabbi Daniel Lapin. If you've never read it, get the ebook. Listen to it. Take notes. Apply it to your life. Apply it to your business. It will transform you. While dishonesty can bring short-term gains, it often leads to long-term losses. Let me clarify that and make sure you heard me. Being dishonest can bring short-term gains, but it often leads to long-term losses. Businesses built on honesty are more likely to experience sustained success and stability. When you are honest, it helps resolve conflict. When issues arise, honest communication can lead to quicker and more peaceful resolution. For business owners and leaders, maintaining honesty is a matter of personal integrity. You can't be honest in business if you're dishonest in your personal life. You can't run a business with integrity if you have no integrity away from your business. Who you are outside of your business is what you're going to be inside your business. When you are honest, and I'm bringing this to a close today, it ensures that your client can be proud of their decision to use your business for their project. Overall, honesty in business is not just a moral imperative, but it is a practical strategy for achieving lasting success. This is the Law and Hustle in Newcastle, Indiana. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope in some way it helps you gain success in life and in your business. We'll be back next week for another episode. of the Lawn Hustle. I hope you all have a great week.